This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berura, Daf HaShavua. We're beginning today, Siman Yud Ches. So we're going to try to stay on track. Today we'll do one. Bez Hashem, we'll come back Thursday. We'll be on schedule, and we'll try to get ahead Friday. Okay, so because we're going to miss time on Yom Tov. Okay, says the Mechaber, Siman Yurchez Man Tzitzis. Says Mechaber, Sif Aleph, Laila loves Man Tzitzis. So the night is not a time of Tzitzis. The Imet Merisa Moisai. It's excluded from Urisa Moisai. You have to see it. So the night you can't see. Now, Leharambam, according to the Rambam, Koma Shalovish Balaila Pater Afiluhu Meyuchalayim. Whatever you wear at night is exempt, even if it's designated for the day. Whatever you wear at night is pater, even if it's a day garment. Whatever you wear during the day, meaning according to Rambam, it's dependent on the time. It's not dependent on the garment. A night garment is chayv in the day. A day garment is pater at night. According to Rosh, ksus hamiuchad laila, a garment that is designated for the night, pater, is exempt even if you wear it during the day. Uchsus hamiuchad liyom, and a garment that's designated for the day, or for the day and night, even if you wear it at night. Haga, usafik bracha is lahakel. Safik bracha is we are lenient. Okay, therefore, ein levarich alav ela kishaloivesh bayom. You don't make a bracha on it, only when you wear it during the day. And v'hu miyuchad gam kem liyom, and it's designated for the day. V'achar tfilas arvis, and after marav, afa pishadayin yom hu, even though it's day, ein levarach alav. If you daven early marav, even if it's day, don't make a bracha on tzitzis. Uvelel yom ha-kippurim, aha, unbelievable! Yom Kippur night! What do you say about that? Yis'atev ba'oid yom, you should wrap yourself while it's still day, v'yivarech alav, and you make a bracha. How's that for siyata d'shmaya? Here we're in a random middle of Hilchot Tzitzis, and the Ramah says, the night of Yom Kippur, wrap yourself while it's still day, because, again, according to the Rambam, it's dependent on Pasha day or night. According to the Rosh, it's dependent on what kind of garment it is. So we say, safik brachas lahakel, that you're not going to make a bracha unless it's both day and a beged yom. Now, I'm wondering why, according to the Rosh, Tzitzis is Zman Grama. Because it's not dependent on the day. It's dependent on the beged. What kind of beged is it? Let's say if the whole reason why women are pater from Zman Grama is you can't obligate them in mitzvahs that are governed by time because their time is not. Whatever the svara is, why is this mitzvah governed by time? The mitzvah is not governed. The performance is not governed by time. It's the item. It's only an item which is designated for that. Okay, we'll have to think about that. Says the Mishnah Berura, Laharambam, Sivkat Aleph, Mkamaka, Mutter, Lotzis, Shusram, Belel, Shabbos, Betalis, Ematzitzis, Lehava Masa. You're allowed to go out, according to the Rambam, to Shusarabim, Friday night, in a talis with tzitzis, and it's not considered carrying. Shehim noi habegir visach shita. Because the tzitzis are still the beautification of the garment and its adornment. Lahakel, Hainu Davka L'inyan Bracha. That's, we're only Safik Brachas Lahakel regarding the Bracha. Avil Asr Lubosh Ksus Shalayla B'yoyim B'loy Tzitzis. You're not to wear a night garment during the day without tzitzis, because according to the Rambam, you're chayiv. V'chein Ksus Shalayim B'layla. You can't wear a day garment at night without tzitzis. Mishum Safik, because maybe the Rosh is correct. Umikamakim, nevertheless, makim nira dehashatz. Umikamakim nira dehashatz halivish tals balayla. A shatz that puts on tzitzis at night ain't sorach levdaika tzitzis. Why don't we say it's a beged yoim? So now, misafik, you should check it. V'chagoyin ze bevada inu chalismach acheskos en shemekvar. Regarding this safik is enough to say, you know what? You're allowed to, you don't have to check it. Even though, yes, you're mechuyiv to where tzitzis, and maybe you would say, it's a beged yoim, so it's a safik d'oraisa, but that's not going to be mechayiv you in bedika. Now, let's say a kesus laila that you put on tzitzis, that according to the Rosh is pater. could you then say, you know what, I want it to be a ksus yoim? Or is that a problem of tasav loy mina asoy, and now you're going to have to undo the tzitzis? That's a shaila that's brought in the dershu, that's a shaila of the prima gadim. Are you allowed to make tzitzis at night? Says the prima gadim, even according to the Rambam, that a beged hamyuchad liyoyim is pater from tzitzis at night. You're allowed to make tzitzis at night. And the Aruch HaShulchan likewise brings that down. It's only that you're a pater from tzitzis, you're allowed to make them. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel, Gam Kein Layoim. Ktsus that is Miuchad for the day, or also for the day. Perish Gam Layoim. Vafilu Gam Yuchalayla, Vachosh Gen Layoim Levad. According to the Rosh, it's Chayiv and Tzitzis if it's Miuchad for the Layla and the Yoim. Tfilas Arvis, once you daven Marev, you don't make a bracha. Vatainis Tzibur, Kishaloiv Shem Taos B'mincha. By a time to see when you put on a Taos B'mincha, Yasir Tzat Taos Kishiyagila Barchu. Take off the Taos when you get to Barchu. So again, on a tainus sibur, when you put on a talis by mincha, you should remove the talis when you get to barchu. Why? Because why are you wearing a talis now? You're wearing it only lemitzvah tzitzis, because it sounds like you only have to put on a talis for the tainus, but for marav you don't have to wear a talis. So you're wearing it for a mitzvah. So Yira Olav, Yira Ki Lusar, the Laila's man tzitzis. So it's going to look like you think Laila is a man of tzitzis. When we call Makoim Hashatz. Oh, this is talking about the people. And a tainus sibur, it seems like the minhag was people wore a talis by mincha. So you should make sure to take it off for Marav. Why? Because when you wear it for Marav, it's going to seem like you're wearing it because you hold Laila's as Zman Tzitzis, and Laila's not as Zman Tzitzis. Now, I don't understand why, but according to the Rosh, I'm Chayiv because it's a Beged Yoim, so why can't I keep it on? It seems like you should not keep it on. Kamakim Hashatz Lefnei Ha'amod, if he's not wearing a jacket, it's not covered tzibur, he certainly should not remove the talis. That's mashna, that if he's wearing some kind of jacket, he does not have, he could take off the talis. We're going to see later on, sifkat and hay, that the Shel Tzibur should always have on a itof, should always have on some kind of jacket. Rav Moshe writes in the Gros Moshe that if somebody takes off a talis katan at night, he should not put it back on. Why? Because it looks like you hold Laila's Zman Tzitzis. It could be he holds it's not an Isser only by a talis gadol. Rav Moshe seems to say, if you take off a talis katan at night, you should not put it on. So I don't understand, why should I not put it on, according to the Shita of the Rosh, that a beged yoim is chayiv and tzitzis. Okay, let's go further. Uvelel yoim hakipurim, v'chol ha'oiver lefnei ha'teva tzarech lehisa'atef. Anyone who's a chazan, he needs to wrap himself, which means either in a talis or in a jacket. It sounds like a talis. Even someone who merely says Kaddish, Yisatev Nei Kvayat Tzibur. Ve'en Mavarech Alav, but he does not wear, he doesn't make a bracha on the talis. It sounds like wearing a talis. One should wear a talis. Whenever you are a chazan, you should wear a talis. Uvelel Yom HaKippurim, Yisatev, why? Lehidamois Lemalachim Shemutafim Levanim. To be like the angels that are wrapped in white. Therefore, don't remove it at night until after Mariv of Matzah Yom Kippur. It almost sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is saying you should sleep in your talis the night of Yom HaKippurim. Ba'oid yoim, avlam achar lesatif. If you came to sholei, if somebody comes to sholei tonight, ad alayla shuv lo yivarch, you can't make a bracha. Natal se shem alacha karama, maybe the alacha is like the Rambam. Mashem demer magen avram, sif katan dal, da filo bein hashmashois, mutter levarich ad seis hakechavim. From the magen avram, it's mashi you're allowed to make a bracha even at seis hakechavim, even at bein hashmashois. Why? Ah, you hear this? Somebody comes to shul late tonight, and they get to shul after shkia. Could they make a bracha on the talis? So it sounds like I would have said no, because according to the Rambam, it might be night and a suffic bracha. Says the Magen Avram, no, you could. Because by tzitzis it doesn't say day, it says you should see it. And ben ashmashos, you can still see. Mashad kozman shenucha lirois. V'chein pasak bal darachayim. V'v'et sefer matavarim risa shemachar zed matavarim is machar about this. Achim ze gufo mestamik varigia ben ashmashos. If you're mesupik, de ben ashmashos come, nira, it would seem, de bevadai yuchal levarich, you could definitely make a bracha, de belav hachi, because even if it's not a suffik ben hashmashes, das hatoyz rosh duksus yoyim chayim b'layla. What about the rush holds a day garment? You can make a bracha at night. V'ha'agra b'viram etzalim gamken l'shitazu. The gra primarily goes like the rush, ayin sham. I think it's pretty amazing that pink erev Yom Kippur, a good chunk of what we learned today is hilchos tzitzis for Yom HaKippur. The bottom line is one should try to get to shul tonight before shkia to make a bracha before ben hashmashes. If Shkia has already come, it seems like this. The Magen Avraham says you can make a bracha. The Matei Ephraim is machmir. If you're not sure if it's Bein HaShemashos, then you can make a bracha. Okay, Rabbeisai, we'll pick it up as Hashem Thursday. I think what we're going to do is Thursday will be a double header because both are short. This way we'll get ahead for the following week. Okay, Rabbeisai. Have a good day, a good Machsima Toiva, and a good Gebenshtar. Everything should go well for everyone. Have an easy fast. Kol Tov. Good Yar, Rav Asher. Kol Tov. Good Yar.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.